The madness begins in South Africa Friday when the 2010 Soccer World Cup opens. Over the course of a month, teams from 32 countries will vie for the title of world's greatest. Here to handicap the competition and tell us all we need to know to enjoy watching it are Alan Black and David Henry Sterry, authors of The Glorious World Cup, A Fanatic's Guide. Alan joins us from member station KQED in San Francisco. Hi, Alan.
Hello.
And David is in our bureau in New York. Welcome to you, David.
Thank you so much for having us on.
The best place to start for us, I think, is to talk about this country's chances. The U.S. faces England next Saturday in our opening match. How good are the Americans?
Well, traditionally, America has basically had two shots at winning the World Cup, and those were slim and none. But we finally have some great athletes who've been playing soccer their whole lives. Last year in South Africa, they had the Confederations Cup. And America, they didn't just beat Spain, they walloped them. And they almost beat Brazil in the final. So if you're an American soccer fanatic like we are, you believe in your deep secret heart that we actually have a chance. The soccer gods smile upon us.
Alan Black, how good are the Brits?
Well, the Brits, it will depend on whether or not they bring their spine to the game. Part of the English disease sometimes can be spinelessness, so it will depend on whether it's been inserted into their backbone, so we'll see.
Oh, yeah. Now, the last time, I mean, it says here that the last time the U.S. faced off against England was 1950. Is that right?
60 years ago to the
day. In the World Cup, yeah. And
it was
a stunner, I'm told.
It was. England was considered the greatest team in the world at that point, and America was basically a bunch of really, really good amateurs. And they won, 1-0. It was the greatest American sports upset that you never heard of.
Alan, as someone who is not that familiar with football and what we call soccer, can you tell us how the competition works? Because it's not single elimination initially, right?
No, there are 32 teams. And in the first round of the tournament, they are divided into groups of four. And the top two teams in each group will then go on to the second round of the tournament, which is called the round of 16. And after the round of 16, it's a elimination contest. So you win, you go on, you lose, you go home.
Mm. Alan, what would you say are some of the other early matches to watch?
Some of the games that Germany are playing, I think, are going to be interesting. They're playing against Ghana, and there's a bit of a grudge there that emerged recently when the German captain had his ankle broken by one of the Ghana players. So if you're looking for some kind of revenge factor, then I would certainly tune in to that game. There are plenty of other great games coming up. And North Korea, that's the team I'm supporting, by the way, in the World Cup. They bring a total opposite approach to everybody else in the World Cup. There's a current fetish in soccer to have attacking football and everything to be the desire to score a goal, but North Korea plays total defense. And so by being completely opposite, they're hoping that they can have some kind of contrarian view that will bring them to glory.
Well, you know, in this country, we have a certain madness in the month of March, the NCAA college basketball tournaments. And there's always, you know, this basketball team, they call them the Cinderella team. It sneaks its way into the finals. David, is there a possible glass slipper wearer, or actually several in this World Cup?
Yes, absolutely. Ivory Coast is, I think, going to make some real noise in the tournament. They have a striker named Didier Drogba. He's fantastically skilled, fast, big. I'm also rooting for Cameroon, in part because I love to say that name, Cameroon.
I thought you'd like to say the word goal.
I mean, but I do love. Oh, come on. That's not like. That's love. Come on.
That's right.
Alan Black, on Sunday, July 11th, who will be left standing?
I think should things go well for Argentina, they are likely to be there. A complex team. They have fabulous players, but they have the incendiary Diego Maradona as their coach. So it will depend on whether Diego brings his relaxed persona or his crazed post-cocaine madness. As a dark horse, I would say I'm looking at Serbia. which has got an interesting, strong technical team.
David, what are your picks for July 11th?
I would love to see, as I say, Ivory Coast. And usually Brazil, of course, they've got all those great one-name stars, Kaká, Rubinho, Luisão. They're so fun to just say. Portugal has a shot. They have some wonderful players. Spain is heavily favored. I don't think Spain is going to make it because of the fragile psyche of their country.
All right, you heard it here first, folks. Alan Black and David Sterry are the authors of The Glorious World Cup, A Fanatic's Guide. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and go USA.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.